This is really cool, and I can't wait to go this weekend. But a new exhibit at the Museum of South Texas History is aiming to teach about the dangers of hurricanes through past experiences.
Here's First Warn 5 meteorologist Cecilia Gutierrez with a look at some of the stories in that collection.
What comes to mind when I say the names Beulah, Dolly, and most recently, Hannah? I don't know about you, but what comes to my mind is hurricanes and hurricane season. Now, the Museum of South Texas History is hoping to give you an insight of what happened during these hurricanes, the aftermath, and some other historical hurricanes that have happened in the Rio Grande Valley and the recovery from it all.
You don't live in the Valley or even Texas and not deal with hurricanes. That's just part of living here.
Most Valley residents have lived through one or two hurricanes, and each one brought a lesson with it.
We want people to come through and see it, and maybe it'll spark a memory and they can give us more information about what they went through. We're taking in oral histories again. That's what this was.
It's those memories, exhibits, and collections coordinator Melissa Pena hopes will keep us prepared through their exhibit, Hurricanes, Overcoming Catastrophe.
It is a partnership with Planet Texas 2050, which is out of UT Austin, and their job is to really like mitigate. And so they do the science portion. Ours is community. And so this is our section of it.
Dolly, Hannah, Allen, and Beulah are just some of the storms you'll find on display here. But you'll also find items and mementos from those storms that remind us it only takes one.
We have cans that were filled with water when the hurricane hit, when Dolly hit. Anheuser-Busch stopped producing beer and started filling cans with water.
Those cans of water were distributed to a colonia in the valley after bottles of water were hard to find in stores. You also find a hurricane tracking map and pictures of the aftermath from each storm. The museum is hoping these stories remind us it can happen to us. Alpena says they're having a community day August 5th from 10 to 3, inviting the community to visit for free so everyone can share their stories and help UT Austin do more modeling. In Edinburgh, Cecilia Gutierrez, Channel 5 News.